Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
Yo, guys, what's going on? Welcome back. Episode 301. We're still here.
Getting it done.
For you guys. This show's for you. Everyone listening, it's for you. And a topic that I find to be a strong suit for me is a great show for you. Today, we're going to talk about entrepreneurial decision-making process. I'm going to teach you guys two things to be able to make decisions extraordinarily quickly. That's best for everyone in your life. And it's actually a lot simpler than people think. So, before we get into it, take this link and send it to 5 people that you know that suck at making decisions that own a business, because this will straighten them out just as it will you, just as it did me. Let's get into it. Okay, so we're going to start with how to make a proper decision. As an entrepreneur, if you need help when it comes to making decisions, there's 2 areas that you look at before you make the decision. So let's just say you're plagued with indecision. Okay, great. You're plagued with indecision. Don't feel bad. A lot of people are as well. So what do? You're going to weigh it out against 2 things. 1, your team. 2, the customers. If you have to make a decision, ask yourself, what's best for my team? What's best for my customers? Typically, there are lines, and that decision is best solved or best made if you're weighing it out for the 2 proper things, which is your team and your customers. So we're going to unpack that now in the rest of the show. All right. So the first piece, your team. So if you have to make a decision and you're struggling with the decision, look at your team in this aspect: team, culture, and core values. So you're faced with this decision and you're not sure what to do. So think about it. To make this decision, let me think about my team, let me think about my culture, and let me think about my core values. If you weigh it against this decision that you need to make, against those 3 things, team, culture, and core values, and you do what's right for team, culture, and core values, you will make the decision that's best for your people. As long as you make that decision, even if it ends up being wrong, you're likely going to get forgiveness from your team because you tried to do what's best for them. 9 times out of 10, the decision will work and you won't have to defend yourself because you said, what's best for my team, what's best for my culture, what's best for my core values. All right, this is what's best. That's what I'm going to do. And that's typically what works. Now, after you've weighed it out with team, culture, and core values, move to the second piece here, which is your customers. If you have to make a decision, think about your customers. What's best for my customers? What decision is best right now in this moment that is best for my customers? And if you can take that decision making against your customers and your team, chances are every single time that you make a decision, it's going to be the right one because you're doing what's best for everybody that makes up your business. And that's how, as an entrepreneur, you make a decision. Do what's right for your people and you'll always make the right decision. It's that simple. It's just often overlooked and usually not taught in this manner. Selfishly, I wanted to explain this to you guys because this is how I make my decisions, and almost always the decisions are correct. And if they're not correct, I look at my core values and I look at the hole that I made by perceiving the core value to the decision, but it's so rare that happens, I really didn't even think I needed to talk about it on this show. And before I go, let me just say a little bit more about weighing out the decisions regarding the customers, which is, if you make a decision for your customers or make a decision that you weighed out against doing what's right for your customers are going to know. They're going to feel that you did this for them, or they're going to feel that you keep them, the customers, at the forefront of your thinking. And in turn, that will do 2 big things. One, your customers will tell everyone, and two, that will drop your CAC costs. Your customer acquisition cost will come down because your customers are going to tell everyone they know because you care and you're making decisions for them. Well, that's the gangster way to make decisions. Basically, you just have to do what's right for everybody, in this case, your team and your customers. And the chances of you making wrong decisions are pretty slim to none. So like I said from the start, if you found value here, send this to 5 of your entrepreneur buddies that suck at making decisions, because they're going to need to hear this too. And I promise you, if you run this play, if you make those decisions against the 2 main points in this show, your decisions will become high level very quickly. Catch you guys next time.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm going.
Go on, then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of